Tea time with Ian Todd.
So how's everything with you then?
Everything's good, Ian. Everything is really... It couldn't be better.
I know.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes everything just comes together and you get a real good run of things. And I think I've had a really sweet run in the last year. And my, you know, obviously the end of Breaking Bad was a big deal. And it was a lot of, and being on that show was amazing, but being a part of that, you know, pop culture phenomenon was a real hoot and something that I know I'll never experience again, but it was super fun to get to experience that one time in my life. And plus the show itself was so good. So watching it play out and watching the ending was a lot of fun. And then I have a show that I enjoyed making this summer called The Birthday Boys. It's a sketch. It's a sketch comedy show, and you know how I've I worked with you and your group years ago, and I've continued to work with younger talents and try to help them, you know, create a show that and find a market for it. And it's hard, you know, it's really really hard. But these guys, we found our way onto IFC Channel, which is I don't know if you have that independent film channel, but you probably have the show Portlandia. Do you know that show?
I don't know. No.
Okay. Well, it's on Netflix and it's basically a comedy sketch show, about the kinds of people that live in Portland, here in America, which is a city that has a lot of, fringy type modern hipster, type people in it. They're attracted to it. And so it's Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live, and Carrie, oh, the girl from Slater Kinney, do different characters and improvise their way through it. But it's a lot of fun. It's a great show. You really like it. But anyhow,
I like what I saw of the Birthday Boys. Is that as well? They were good. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good man, good. Well, so I did that this summer, and then everything's good with my family, and I did a couple movies that have been a lot of fun as well. There's a movie, Alexander Payne's next movie called Nebraska. I'm in that, and it comes out in 3 weeks. And a film called The Spectacular Now, which is really great, and you should see it if you can. It's not out on DVD yet, but it's a great movie. I think you'd like it, and I got a real nice part in there as well. So I've had a lot of fun acting and doing comedy this year.
When I last spoke to you, you were talking about doing a podcast. Did that ever materialize?
Well, I took a run at it with David Cross, and nobody wanted to do it.
You mean no one wanted to put it out, or no one wanted to actually be in it?
Nobody wanted to make the effort. You know, it's... I mean... You know, when people get older, it can be hard. Their schedules are more full, and just getting them to the goal of it was to get my old friends together and talk and have conversation. And because a lot of them are famous, or certainly they're funny people, I thought it would be entertaining to do that. But I just couldn't get them to want to make the time to do it. It's disappointing.
And I've noticed you've also been doing some stuff with David, some live shows as well.
We did. We toured. We did 5 cities in America, not too many. But we had a great show. And we put out a book called Hollywood Said No. It's screenplays that we wrote that didn't get released or didn't get made. And we put them out as a book. And... So we toured and did bookstores and did interviews and did a live show, which was stand-up comedy and sketches, which I think you would have liked a lot. It played really well.
Tea time.
Well, I have Twitter, and I write a Twitter handle, Mr. Bob Odenkirk. Little comments, or I announce things that I'm in. So if fans want to see something I made, they can find it. So it's a really great thing to be able to use Twitter to tell about a show you're in, or something that's coming on that maybe even people have been waiting to see, but they don't really know when it starts, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. You know, there's just so much media that's what I find Twitter's great for. Also, if you have a joke that's topical, it's fun to share it with your fans. But I don't read what people write back to me. I feel like that's a relationship that I don't really understand it. I don't like. I'm a huge Woody Allen fan, and I think it would be really great to get to meet him once in my life. But I don't really want to have a conversation with him about his work. I just want to see his work and enjoy it and wish him luck. You know, I don't know. I think some actors and writers read their, they read the responses that they get on Twitter. But I don't know. I can't do it. It's too much, too, by the way. You get too many, people comment on everything you write. So it would take your whole day to sit and read it.
That's true. Yeah. So basically what this new, the concept of this podcast is that it's called Tea Time. And and what I've asked people up now is, who are the six people from history, either historical figures or now, who comedians, musicians, film stars, etc., who would you like to have round your house for tea? Who are the six people you would like to have round your house for tea?
Ricky Jay.
Right.
Bill Buford. This is interesting because there's a lot of people whose work I love who I don't want to talk to. I'll name one, for instance, Jack Kerouac.
Right.
Seems like he's a person who's writing. I've read so much of his writing. But, my God, he sounds like a horrible guy to hang out with. Like an incredibly depressed, angry person. A Scottish author, Jeff Torrington, who wrote one of my favorite books ever, Swing Hammer Swing. I guess he's dead now, but, I would have liked to have met him. Charles Portis, the author of, True Grit.
Oh yeah.
He's still alive. I could go to where he lives. I think he'd have a conversation with me. And I've met Ricky Jay, but I haven't hung out with him too much, but still he's an interesting guy. Who else?
That's good. The first two people you said Ricky G and someone else. Who for the uninitiated, who are Ricky G and who is the other person?
Wait a second. I gave you the wrong name. Bill Buford's the guy who wrote the book about the soccer hooligans. Bill Bryson.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, you know who writes the books about Bill Bryson.
Yeah.
You know him.
I've heard
him, yeah. He's just a great author and he's very polymath, that's the word. Person who knows about a lot of different things. Who else? I'm just thinking about the people. I mean, Christopher Hitchens, although he would overwhelm the conversation, so no, not he's disinvited. Because he wouldn't let anyone else speak. There's a lot of people I think, whose work I like. I mean, I guess I'm going to put Woody Allen on there. That would be good to have a sort of a more in-depth conversation with him. He's funny, so you'd get some laughs.
In terms of the actual tea,
Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Wow.
Listen, Lincoln was a really cool guy. You know, they say there's a rumor that he wrote an atheist pamphlet when he was about 26 years old, and that his friends encouraged him to burn it. And I I suspect some of these guys like Abraham Lincoln and maybe even Barack Obama and a lot of our presidents, you know, they have to attend church and profess belief in religion. And I think a lot of them, it's more of a tool in order to communicate ideas to the public. And I think that was true of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
I was just going to ask you, would you be cooking or would you get a takeaway in for the tea? Or are you a good cook?
I'm not a good cook, but I'm not afraid of cooking because I used to be afraid of cooking. And I didn't know how to make anything, not even a hamburger. Can I put Samuel Clemens on there?
If you want, yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you know who that is.
I don't, but that's maybe...
It's Mark Twain.
All right, right, yeah, yeah.
That's his real name. Let's see, what would we have? Because I want people to talk. I don't want them to be sleepy.
It's interesting, up to now you've had, off the top of my head, All-American and All-Men as well.
Right. Mm. Yeah, uh-oh. can we just throw Farrah Fawcett in there? Just
yeah, of course, yeah.
Just toss her in there? Oh, well, Dorothy Parker would be good.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think all these people would get on in any way? Do you think it would be a good conversation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, Bill Bryson would like everybody because they're all interesting. Mm-hmm. I think, I think they'd all get on and they'd all find, I think they'd all like Farrah Fawcett more than they thought they would. Mm-hmm. Everyone would say, she's actually really cool.
Daytime.
Oh, you got to put Bill Murray in there.
Of course, everyone loves Bill Murray.
Nobody funnier than that guy. Well, yeah, I don't have anybody from history except Lincoln.
Daytime.
That's interesting because most people have put a lot of dead people in up to now, so you kind of bucked the trend.
Yeah, I feel like Jesus would be a disappointment.
Yeah, I think he's quite hyped up, isn't he? Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, he's been, a lot has been made of how great he would be. And I think, you know, I don't think you could help but be like, that guy, really? That guy? Everybody follows that guy? Plus, you know, he didn't speak English. So would everybody magically speak English, even if they were from, you know, a long time ago and far, far away?
Yes, they would. Yeah, they would have their own sort of weird translation thing, yes.
Wow.
I don't know how that works, but yeah.
Well, I would go, how could you not have Jesus, except you could never tell anyone that he was just a person. So it's like the truth that you would get from meeting that person who is referenced as Jesus Christ is you could never share with anyone because they'd just say, shut up, you know, you're just diminishing him. You know, you got to, you know. He would just be a person, right? Kind of probably.
Yeah.
I mean, would he be cleaned up? Would he have taken a shower, or would he look and smell the way he did at the time that he walked the earth?
I reckon he would just come straight from that time, so he probably wouldn't have to have a shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true of Sam Clements, of Mark Twain, and Abraham Lincoln too.
Yeah.
Everybody else, all the modern people in the room would be like, well, those three guys are. I want to talk to them, but I can't sit near them.
My worry is always when, if you've got someone come from the past, how they'll be kind of corrupted by the modern age, so like Jesus would see a mobile phone and then start playing a game and then looking at apps and stuff, and then he would change who he was and stuff. Yeah,
I don't know about that. I think, I mean, how could he not be fascinated? But I just think it would be ephemeral. It would be a short-lived thing. an incredibly intelligent person and wise person. I think he would go, okay, well, I get it. You guys continued inventing things. You didn't stop when I died. And now let's talk about what matters, you know? I'm trying to think of other people. You've given me such a wide berth here, and I've chosen from such a small area, but I can't help it. I don't. There's so many people who I find interesting or whose work I like who I wouldn't want to meet because I suspect they're the best thing they ever did was that work that I saw or read or enjoyed, and that everything else about them is just frustrating and human and not really very enlightening.
Yeah, that's all.
I actually did meet Christopher Hitchens once behind backstage at Bill Maher's show. I didn't bother him, but you know, I liked his writing a lot.
Hmm. So if you could have a house band there, like a music playing all the time, which band would you have there?
Oh, band playing. Yeah. Well, you don't want them to be intrusive because you want to talk to these people. These are interesting people, and probably be good if they provoked conversation as well. I guess it would have to be Motorhead.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Can they only sing? Can they just do like a short set of like three songs?
Yeah, they could do. Or you could have another band who play quite ambient music in the background, so you could actually hear yourself talk.
You know? Right. And then what would Motorhead do?
They would be probably at the end, like at the end of a chat show. You would have the band come on. You know.
Oh, okay. Then I would put on the Ramones or Motorhead, whoever's available. That day that would not have them play a set at the end. I would have them play in the middle because I think that would sort of refresh the energy in the room.
I was also going to ask you.
Wait. Who would play music? I'm sorry. I didn't say who would play ambient music. Not Sigur Rós. It's too depressing. Way too depressing. And Philip Glass is too modern. It's too discordant and difficult. Could I have somebody not sing who plays? You're going to hate this. But I like Damian Lewis, but maybe he could not sing.
Right.
You know, just him on the piano and some acoustic player. And so it has a little bit of character to it, and it's kind of got some melody in it. It's not completely ambient, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like a nice sort of, like we've got a jazz band in a bar sort of thing. It's just there, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe a jazz band would be the best. Why don't we just do that? Let's get, you know who's great? I'm going to find his name right now. Hold on a second. He's a saxophone player in Toronto, and his name is, Montreal, best, all you need to say is best saxophone in Canada, and you'll find this guy's name. Top five saxophone players in Canada, and his name is, because I don't like jazz at all, but I listen to this guy all the time. His name is Corey Weeds.
Right.
You know Corey Weeds?
I don't know, no.
Yeah, you can check him out. Corey Weeds, like weeds in your garden.
Right. It initially sounded like you saying, I'm just going to search for sex phone Canada. And I was thinking, fair enough, if you want to do a weird search in the middle of the list. And the other question I was going to ask you as well was, what would be in your, think of it like a children's party, what would be in your goodie bag, you know, that you would
when people leave?
Mm.
Well, where do they go? I mean,
they go back to the history, some of them.
they don't get to take your thing. And I mean, Lincoln just goes back to a cloud and plays continues playing chess with Einstein. Who's like, where were you? Where were you for the last 3 hours? What party? Wait a second. So Odenkirk got to choose anyone, and he didn't choose me, Albert Einstein.
Someone's going to be annoyed, aren't they?
Can you imagine how George Washington will feel? Like, you wouldn't have a country, Lincoln, if it wasn't for me. So what would I give them in their goodie bag? I would give them, you know, various hard candies and an iPhone.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, because it fits in there, and I feel like I've got a pretty big budget. Of course, some of the people, like Ricky J, would be like, so what? I have an iPhone. Now I have two. Great.
The problem with that is you're kind of like almost kind of back the future style messing with the past, because they're then going back and someone else might have an iPhone in the past, and then it might
yeah, look, I don't know, they don't go back, they go to where they are now, which is like the nether regions.
Imagine if they did go back to that.
Okay, so if they went back, okay, now it's different. Then I would not want to mess with the march of time too much. So I would give everybody candy. Maybe some kind of candy that's really kind of modern that makes, you know, blows their mind. Like, how did you make this? Like some kind of layered candy with different colors in it that they could never have made in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And then, what else? I mean, I don't know what, I can't give them a camera. I can't give them, I can't even really give them like pens.
No.
Jeez, I don't know.
I'll give them a piece of cake. That'll be all right.
Yeah, but they had cake.
Yeah, but this could be really nice cake. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, I imagine that Mark Twain and Abraham Lincoln ate the best kind of cake that was around at that time. You know what I mean? And it was probably better than the kind of cake we have, because it's like the butter had more fat in it, and they weren't like trying to shave calories off it.
Could have like chocolate pretzels, maybe something that's evolved.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I like that idea. That would blow their mind, but also not change time too much. No. Change the march of time.
And do you have a website yet anymore to tell anyone about? Or
no, I do not have a website that is kept up. I have a book coming out in May of next year.
Yeah.
Called A Load of Hooey. Oh. And it's got all the different comic pieces I've written for magazines and such over the past 10 years. And I think it'll be really funny, and I can't wait for people to see that. And then the Birthday Boys come out on October 18th here in America, and then hopefully sometime soon enough on Netflix or maybe even where you are.
Tea time, with him, Todd.